From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A bipartisan group of Florida's congressional delegation filed a Section 301 petition on behalf of Florida's fruit and vegetable producers. MorningAgClips.com reports, under the Trade Act of 1974, the U.S. Trade Representative is requested to investigate the flood of imported seasonal and perishable ag products from Mexico. It details the history of expansive government subsidies to Mexico's fruit and vegetable sector, which are almost solely responsible for the corresponding decline in Florida's production of fresh fruits and vegetables. 12 agricultural organizations sent a letter to President Biden requesting a seat at the table during the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health September 28th. Since the White House launched the conference in May, many in agriculture have provided public comments on the five pillars outlined. The letter states our members constitute the base of the food supply chain and should be included in any conversation that seeks to end hunger and reduce diet-related disease by 2030. American beef exports again topped the $1 billion mark in July and posted the fifth largest volume ever. July beef exports totaled over 126,500 metric tons, 3% higher year over year. Export value topped the $1 billion mark for the sixth time this year, finishing at $1.006 billion in July. U.S. pork exports topped 208,000 metric tons in July, 6% lower than last year. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.